Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And our special guest is Councilwoman Anna Kaplan, who was at the break reviewing the housing that's being taken care of within the town on Community Drive. There was a quick question about the bathrooms in the pools across the street.
Yes, I'm honored to say that. Please, if you have not visited the Whitney Pond Park, please go and visit. We've spent a lot of money and done a lot of work there and are continuously cleaning it up. We did a whole project 2 years ago and redid the swimming pools. And last year, we redid all of the bathrooms. And this is actually a project that it is within our capital budget.
Okay.
Every year, we're doing some work to that park because we understand it really is a gem. And a lot of people don't take advantage of it. But we'll continue to make it, bring it out as a gem that it really is and invite people to come and visit. There's nature walk there that's beautiful. We're going to hopefully clean up the water. And the pool is a great resource. If you have not visited in the last 2 years, I invite you to come in and really use this facility.
I'm actually going to change direction a little bit.
Sure.
You got elected in 2011.
Yes, I did.
And we'll go back to that, but this weekend commences Gay Pride.
Yes.
Weekend. I know there's a big event in Long Beach.
Yes.
Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, they put the rainbow flag on in Nassau County.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were very much a part of the gender identity legislation.
Yes.
And I think Nassau was one of the North Hempstead.
Yes,
North Hempstead. I'd like you to touch on that because those are the kind of things, those are the personal progressive things that I think are most important to a society.
Yes.
And you're very much in the middle of all those.
Absolutely. I'm really proud. Gender legislation came to us, I would say about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we were all really very happy to bring that legislation in town of North Hempstead. We were one of the first ones who actually approved it. I'd like to think we're in town of North Hempstead, we're always in the front of everything that's really important to our constituents. This is a group of people who get really the short end of the stick, and they are really, for the lack of a better word, get attacked and get discriminated all the time. And they don't have a voice as strong as a lot of other people might have. And I'd like to think that in town of North Hempstead, we think of every individual, every resident, as an equal resident. And we want them to know that we are their voice and we will do anything to make their life just a little bit easier. And I think that a lot of other municipalities look to us and after us have joined in and have passed those legislations.
And I've seen that.
Yes. Over.
But it's so interesting that somebody has to take the first step.
That's right.
And put their... be risking or risk it.
That's right.
But you risked it for the right reason. It wasn't some crazy thing. It wasn't like a casino.
No.
You risked it for a human being, technically.
These are our residents, and we want them to know that we also represent them to the best of our abilities.
Okay.
I would like everybody to know, I really, truly, from the heart, I think every elected knows that it's not about them. We are just a vehicle for the residents and the constituents. We are there to be their voice and do whatever we can to help them out. And it's truly an honor and a privilege to be elected so that you could be a voice. And I think with the top of the ticket, Supervisor Bosworth and the rest of the town board, we work very hard to make sure that people know that's how we feel and that we try very hard to represent them. Every single resident.
Right. I agree with that. Another question, and this one is more a little confused. I understand it because I've heard it enough. BDS legislation.
Yes.
Some people don't understand it. I know that, and they get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just go through that? Because I think that is one of the most, another important thing that the board got together behind.
Absolutely.
To do the right thing, and some people don't understand it.
The boycott divestment legislation has been brought in New York State. It has passed the Senate, but it has not passed the Assembly. So therefore, it's not law. Governor Cuomo did sign legislation, executive power, that allows people not to really boycott, divest investments from Israel. Israel is one of our key democratic ally in Middle East. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is an issue for all of us as American. And I think based on the governor and what he believes in, that trickles down. And we know that how important this is for Israel to know that we are their allies. Mm-hmm. And even though we don't have direct trade deals with Israel, we wanted to show to our residents that it is a very important legislation for us, and we passed it in our town.
Right, okay.
And I can also further say that governor has been very instrumental in this because in 2017, he signed a trade deal with Israel for goods and services to the tune of $4.8 billion. And I hope that that continues, and that is a relationship that can be even developed more.
Right.
He's a friend, and I know a lot about this because, if I may say,
sure.
I am a candidate running for New York State Senate for District 7. The governor has really put his whole support on me, and I've listened to him and see what are his really key issues and what he's trying to do in New York State. And those are really the things that speak very well to this district and this community. And I'm honored to be on the same ticket with him, with our wonderful state controller, Tom DiNapoli, with Tom Suozzi, and looking forward to a wonderful election in November. And hopefully I can, come January, serve a bigger district and be a voice for all the people in District 7.
Now, come January when you're the senator, you'll still come back on the radio.
Absolutely. I want you to know that North Hempstead is a very special place. And there isn't a day that I don't feel blessed to be part of this community and this district. And I would like every, again, resident of this district, it is very much populated by immigrants. I want them to know I've walked in their shoes. Being an immigrant, being a refugee, I know how they feel. And it would be truly an honor to be their voice in New York State.
Since you're talking about immigrants in general, are you finding that there are shifts in the diversity of the populations in which you are serving?
There are. From what I see, there are more immigrants moving in to North Hempstead and District 7. And the reason for those are because we have the best schools. We have the best parks. We have great libraries. Most importantly, really, the schools. Because I know, as my parents did, they always wanted to give their children a best chance of schooling. Having a foundation and building on that. And I think it's through education that you grow and try to achieve your goals and dreams. And in my case, living the American dream.
Just as an observation, I see changes going on within the plaza of Great Neck. The businesses are getting more and more Asian types of owners and entrepreneurs in it, and I'm seeing the area appears to be more siding towards Asians. But then again, as a former New York City public school teacher and reading the information coming out, the elite schools have the Asian populations. They want to keep it because they feel that they have worked very hard. So it's in accord with what you're saying because the schooling in Great Neck is
one of
up
the best.
There. Right.
Yes.
So they would move from Chinatown in Manhattan into Flushing up Northern Boulevard, meaning you just drive it and you see it. And now there's so much that Great Neck has as far as various things. You support this? I mean, seeing it?
Absolutely. Okay. I think it's really the best thing about, one of the best things about the town of North Hempstead is its diversity. A lot of different immigrants call this town their home. You know, whether being Chinese, Koreans, Iranians, Russians, Israelis, third, fourth generation Americans, Ashkenaz Jews, Muslims, African Americans,
Irish,
Italian. And I think our diversity is really a wonderful thing. It really shows we have so much more in common than differences. We all want the same things. We want a good life for ourselves and for our children. We all want to contribute to our communities and our country in however we can do it. And how wonderful for us to be able to have some of the best restaurants, whether it being Italian or Persian food or Chinese food. And I have to tell you, when I first came in, I worked really hard to make sure that I build those bridges and make sure every community feels that they are welcome in the town and that they have a seat at the table and their voices are being heard. Even at our 311 that you alluded to earlier on, we have Persian speaking, Chinese speaking, Indian speaking. Those are all available to people so that if they don't speak English well enough and they are self-conscious, they could call up and speak. Yes, we've made very, very big effort to have Spanish speaking, making sure that we cover everybody in the town.
And we've covered our time. It's amazing. We got 6 seconds to go. Anna, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I want to thank you, but I had so much more to say. I have to come back again.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM.